Here is your morning brief for Thursday, April 21st. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Russian President Vladimir Putin called off a military assault on a steel plant in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol on Thursday. Putin instructed Russian forces to instead blockade the plant, the last refuge for remaining defenders of the besieged port city. Earlier, Putin oversaw the first test launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile that he said would make those threatening Russia think twice. Analysts said the ICBM could likely not be deployed for use in the near future. The U.S. Justice Department says it will appeal a federal judge's ruling striking down a COVID-19 mask mandate for public transportation. The move comes after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the mandate remains necessary for public health. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell today could reinforce expectations of a half percentage point interest rate increase. He is scheduled to participate in a panel discussion hosted by the International Monetary Fund in Washington. A Fed rate increase next month would mark the first time it has raised its policy rate at consecutive meetings since 2006. Markets in Asia ended mixed, and European shares mostly rose in early trading. In the U.S., investors will be watching weekly jobless numbers due out this morning, and American Airlines and AT&T are among the companies expected to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.